The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they said they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, why are we here in church this morning? Why do we believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity? Why do we profess our faith in one holy Catholic and apostolic church? Why did the church sustain through the persecution of its first 300 years? Why have martyrs remained steadfast in the face of prison, torture, and death right up until this day? Just think of the Christians martyred by ISIS. All they had to do to live was deny the faith. Why do converts face the loss of family and friends and join the Catholic Church? Why have Christians throughout the centuries taken up their crosses and followed Christ? I would suggest that the reason Christianity has endured is precisely because of the perseverance of the apostles, who were treated as criminals, imprisoned, chained, shipwrecked, skinned alive, crucified upside down, beheaded, or like St. Thomas, killed with a spear. The steadfastness of the apostles, who had nothing to gain by dying horrible deaths for a faith that isn't true, inspired their disciples to believe that the resurrection and ascension of Jesus really did take place and that Jesus would return and bring his loyal followers to heaven. But the apostles themselves were barely able to endure the death of Jesus and remained faithful during the next 50 days. 40 during which the risen Lord appeared to them at different times, and 10 days after his ascension into heaven. The apostles were barely able to endure until they were enlightened and strengthened by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost and suddenly empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach the good news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead to the world. Despite having experienced the risen Lord several times during the 40 days after his resurrection, when the apostles came to the mountain where Jesus ascended, they worshiped Jesus, but as St. Matthew tells us, they doubted his reality. The faith of the apostles, who were people just like you or me, was hanging on by a thread before Pentecost. The one thing, perhaps the only thing that strengthened them was the witness of Peter, James, and John, who had experienced the glory of the Lord and heard the testimony of the Father. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. St. Peter says as much in the passage from his second letter that we heard today. He says, we have been eyewitnesses to his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. This vision is what sustained the faith of Peter, James, and John, who in turn kept the other apostles together, even when they could not believe, despite their experience of the risen Lord. And even with this testimony, and despite having experienced the reality of the risen Lord, who allowed them to touch him and breathed upon them and ate with them to prove that he was physically there, the fact that they doubted the reality of the risen Lord shows how tenuous at best their faith was before Pentecost. My brothers and sisters, we believe without ever having experienced the risen Lord. Our faith is a direct result of the fact that the apostles taught their disciples everything that Jesus taught them: the reality of the Eucharist, the Lord's desire that his church should be one, united in the way we worship him, not divided into denominations, the Catholic Church. What the apostles heard from the lips of Jesus, they taught to their successors who, strengthened by what they saw, the apostles were willing to endure, passed it on through the centuries until the resurrection of Jesus and the truth of his church and the reality of the sacraments has reached us. The Lord knew that what Peter, James, and John experienced at the Lord's transfiguration was necessary so that the true faith would come to us. The collect, the opening prayer that Father Selvam prayed at the beginning of Mass, says as much. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the witness of the fathers and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption. My brothers and sisters, I personally love pondering the fact that the Catholic faith is here for me as the result of people passing on the teachings of the apostles for 2,000 years. It is a beautiful manifestation of the communion of saints. How blessed are we that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed his glory as the second person of the Most Holy Trinity and assumed a body like ours that could suffer and die so that we, the Church, the body of Christ, might rise with him and experience the glory that Saints Peter, James, and John witnessed at the Transfiguration. How blessed are we that, as Saint Peter says in his first letter, without seeing Jesus, we now believe in him and rejoice with inexpressible joy, touched with glory, because we are achieving faith's goal, our salvation.